Drake and Scott with Ziggy on RadioSlot.com. Welcome back. All three of us after, it's been a couple of weeks, right?
Getting the band back together, yeah. Man.
The band's back together.
But are we 100% back together?
No.
Scott?
Yeah. No.
Well, I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. To my right and your left is Ziggy.
Hey, hey.
And I guess we got a few things to talk about today. I went too far down on the document here. Where are we? My mouse pad is out of control. All right, the stop. The top stream shows lately are almost all old. The Hill is asking why. I don't think anybody's ready for that conversation. The IRS spying on your bank account, according to James O'Keefe's undercover investigation. A group in San Francisco wants Governor Haircut to stop self-driving vehicles from killing people. That might be a fun one.
Well, is he going to stop killing people?
That's a good question.
I mean, pot in the kettle right there, huh?
we'll save all those jokes for when the story comes up. Right now, we got to do some business. Rising electricity prices are becoming increasingly ridiculous. Regain control over your energy costs by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and quote. No obligation, 925-791-1776. Call him now and start saving money. Don't forget to mention, Drake and Scott sent you.
With Ziggy.
With Ziggy, of course. Yeah, Alex is your partner dealer with Solar Energy Partners. We did 3 months on the ad, as you may remember. That was the test.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you want to get, so then it ran out last week, and I'm like, do you want to continue? And he goes, yes, I want to keep supporting you guys. So thank you, Alex, for that. And
he said only one commercial a show now.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to take away from the show.
Thank you, Alex.
I didn't think I could like him anymore. Mm-hmm. Just when you thought it couldn't get better. Thank you, Alex.
Yes, your support, much appreciated. And thank you for those who are actually listening as well. We do appreciate that, too. So do we want to start with Crazy on the Way?
We could start with Crazy on the Way.
You want to do that? Okay.
My third T today stands for toddler.
Okay.
Because my ongoing back issues are ongoing. And I told you last show I was on my way to my third yoga class ever.
Right.
Yeah. I did it.
Third time was a charm.
Of course, my daughter said that I had to go because I've skirted her so many times. She's like, you never go with me anymore. La, 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 la.
Yeah, this is supposed to be forced father-daughter fun time.
Yeah. So I went. I was on time. I got my mat all set up. And guess who didn't show?
Yeah, your kid.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So I ended up going to a yoga class by myself. Yeah, when she doesn't show, I got to throw her on the bus in a little bit. Yeah. And I did fine through the whole yoga class. And then later on, my body said, yeah, we're not doing yoga no more.
No more at all.
Yeah, my body just collapsed. Like the next day was pretty bad, and then 2 days later, I couldn't get out of bed. My wife left and went to work. My daughter went off to her work, and next thing you know, it took me 10 minutes to get out of bed onto the floor, and then it took me 5 minutes to crawl on my hands and knees to the restroom. I felt like a toddler.
All right,
so. I have the greatest of sympathies for anybody who has back issues, because I am him.
Yeah, all right.
I'm him. That's the new phrase, apparently.
My only question now is, how do I avoid these kinds of back issues? And
don't go to yoga.
Don't go to yoga.
No yoga. Okay. No lie. I went to a chiropractor and I went to a doctor. Both of them said, yeah, no more yoga until this is over.
Okay.
So I've been banned from yoga. I love it.
Well, you can tell your kid, I can't do yoga anymore.
Yeah, doctor's orders.
Yeah. Yep.
I
don't show up anyway, so why am I there for you?
I know. I should get a note.
Yeah. I got a doctor's note. Yeah,
get a doctor's note, yeah, because otherwise she'll think you're fooling around.
You're making it up.
Ziggy, do you have a funny story to start off with?
I guess my crazy on the way was thinking in the bed I would stay. You know, ladies got up to do their morning routine. Mm-hmm. I was going to join them. And then after my restroom stop in the morning, I pulled an audible. Said, nah, honey, I'm going back to bed.
Okay.
So I'm laying in bed thinking I'm going to get some extra sleep. They're banging around, making all sorts of noise. I'm like, okay, well, they're going to leave eventually. Sure enough, I hear the front door close. Lay there for like 5 minutes. Ah. Beep, beep, beep. Never mind.
Yeah, I know that happens. That happens to me sometimes too. So.
There's no such thing as uninterrupted sleep anymore.
No, I don't think so. No, if it's noises, the cats just rolling over and waking up randomly. Yeah, that's for me.
The dog, other people in the house, mm-hmm. your back. Yeah. I mean, the greatest culprit is the bladder.
Yeah. So. In summertime, it doesn't bother me so much, but wintertime, yes. And I hate it because it's like, I don't want to get out of this bed, but if I don't, I'm going to have an accident. So, you know, and my wife won't appreciate that. If I lived alone, I would just piss all over the room. But, you know. I'll just let it go. You know, okay. I can clean the sheets and get a new mattress.
And we are officially three old guys. Yeah.
Well,
so let me not go on to my thought of experimenting with Depends. Just for said reason, just okay, that's see what that's like, you know.
Well, for me this morning, I noticed that these people who drive electric vehicles actually got a pretty good thing going because I went to Lucky to get our rolls for our pre-show meeting, and there were four people at the charging station in the shopping center, and I looked at them as I walked by, and they're all sitting in their cars, they're by themselves, windows are up. They're not talking to anybody. They're engaged in some sort of activity. And I thought, wait a minute. I think I'm looking at electric vehicles all wrong. Because if I have an excuse to get away from the house for an hour while I, you know, hey, I got to go charge the car. It's a valid reason to go out and do something. I could sit and be quiet. No one would bother me. I can get an hour every couple of days. Which, you know, how much more time do you need? And it's like, maybe I should get an electric car.
Yeah.
And I can go, you know, sorry, honey.
Mobile office.
Yeah, I got to go charge the car, honey. I'll be back in an hour.
I got a buddy who that's what he does. Mm-hmm. His car is his mobile office, and that's it.
Yeah.
And he's glorious. Nobody interrupts you. It's quiet, climate controlled.
Yeah.
Maybe he actually gets his computer out and syncs it to the Wi-Fi or something, and he's fully operational.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I've really got
double plugged in.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I was fully functional.
Well, neither can we. But yes. All right. Why don't we start with our San Francisco story about self-driving. You know, speaking of electric cars, they're running over people in San Francisco. This is from, I guess, the Chronicle. Anyway, activists rallied in San Francisco's Chinatown to demand Governor Gavin Newsom ban all autonomous vehicles from city streets. The group was organized by the Network for Safety in Our Streets and for Working People, which is a coalition of San Francisco residents, safety advocates, trade unionists, and workers. It says they're outraged by the recent attack and burning of a Google Waymo robo-taxi during the Lunar New Year celebration in Chinatown on February 10th. And that attack reflected the anger and disgust the people of San Francisco have for self-driving cars. The group says robo-taxis have been involved in hundreds of accidents since they began operating on city streets, and that nothing compares to having a real person behind the wheel, blah, blah, blah. Where's the detail about the actual accident? Because, October 2, a hit-and-run driver struck a pedestrian in San Francisco, throwing her into the path of a Cruise robo-taxi. Then the robo-taxi smacked into this girl and dragged her 20 feet.
And what's funny about this?
There's nothing funny about it per se, other than you're getting hit by one car, and then you're getting smacked by another.
And dragged.
And dragged for 20 feet, because the robo-taxi could not register that there was actually a human being stuck under the wheels. Yeah. So this incident triggered the California Department of Motor Vehicles to suspend Cruise's permit to operate its driverless fleet. General Motors, which operates Cruise, soon recalled 950 robot taxis.
Wow.
Yeah. The group says robo-taxis have proven to be unsafe. Quote, they don't care who they hit as long as they're making profits, said one of the people involved in the protest, I guess. We need to have oversight. We are not guinea pigs here in California or in San Francisco. blah, blah, blah. So, okay, more people whining and complaining. Yeah. I kind of understand if this is a repeated thing where these robot taxis are causing issues. Sure. But, all this stuff works in the movies. Why are we having problems in real life?
The Skynet's already been activated. It's coming.
Yeah, no.
The trial wave.
Yeah, yeah.
But Gavin, he gets what he wants.
Well, they have to try these things out in big cities because that's where it's primarily going to be used. I mean, if you want to get away from this kind of stuff, you're going to have to move out to, not necessarily the country, but out of the big cities.
Yeah.
And there's another robot prowling around San Francisco. It's a robot security guard. And it's actually near my office, down the street near the Safeway that's like half a block away. And it just kind of patrols the sidewalk and videotapes everything.
Yeah.
And if it sees something happening, it will stop and watch.
Oh, and then reports?
Yeah.
And you get a ticket in the mail or something?
Well, we got enough people on the internet doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it'll watch you get mugged and beaten and maybe shot, and then at least the police will have good pictures. It won't stop anything.
Yeah.
So.
No.
But I think attacking one of these robot taxis and setting it on fire is kind of peak cringe, because it's we hate this so much we're just going to destroy it, and it's like, well, I don't know if you're actually making your point.
No, we've been attacking things for years. It's just a new target,
I guess, but it's not as cool as, you know, tipping over a police car and setting it on fire. You know
what I mean? Let's be clear. I'm not of the position that flipping over a police car is cool. Come on, you're just trying to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not. It just seems like
I want the RoboCop to videotape the people flipping the cop car, and I want them in jail.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Just attacking a robot car seems kind of weak. It's like, you know, if you're gonna do that,
well, just wait for EVM to pop up.
What is EVM?
That's going to be the new group, Electric Vehicles Matter.
Oh,
God. Oh, look at you! I see what you did there.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, it'll make some way as soon as Sailor Twist gets on it. As soon as she endorses electric vehicles, then everybody will get one.
I know. Okay.
At least like 4 million people.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even.
Take the bait, Brian.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm going to read the end of the bill here, or the end of the, or maybe not.
Never mind. Kelsey girlfriend free last week.
We were.
No mention of her or any of her stories or anything. I don't know how we did that.
Except my use of the word tailored in the ads.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
You just said that doesn't count.
We are. Are we on week four of the challenge?
I've actually haven't been counting.
Yeah, well, Taylor's number one fan said 10 weeks, and if we can keep from saying her name, then we get free mugs, free mugs or something like that. Yeah. Well, Ziggy gets
it. Is that?
Do you know? Did you hear this? You get she was upset. She left you out. So
yeah,
you get a shot glass instead of a coffee mug. That's nice. that's pretty good.
I'll take it.
I might change my request. I'll take a shot glass
as long as I don't break my tooth on it.
Oh, wow! That's insider joking.
Well, then we'll call you Dead Tooth.
All right.
Dead Tooth.
What's this?
Dead Tooth Junior. I don't know.
What's this story that nobody's ready for?
We've only got a minute, but let's.
So we'll tease it.
Yeah, well, let's tease it, and then we'll get it on. It's from The Hill that the top shows that are being streamed right now are old. They're all old. The most streamed show last year wasn't the latest Netflix reality TV show craze, nor was it the highly anticipated final season of Succession or the debut of The Last of Us. According to Nielsen, the most minutes last year, more than 57 billion, were spent watching Suits, a legal drama that premiered 12 years prior. And that's the reason why I wanted to talk about this article, is because that has become your favorite show. You are one of the people, you're one of the 57 billion people that are watching it right now.
Oh, I'm so guilty they're going to file a lawsuit against me on this one. I'm sucked in for sure.
Okay. Did you see the headline here? A Suits spinoff series is in the works.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay. Suits LA is what it's called.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. As long as they have Harvey Specter.
Okay.
That's a character I love.
I've never seen the show. I don't know.
Yeah, but they've got a quirky guy named Lewis Litt.
Okay.
And he is worth it just by himself.
Okay.
He's so out there and quirky. And right, it's awesome.
I'm going to have to watch it so I can be able to talk to you.
I'm a little thrown off, though. That's considered an old show. It's only how many years old?
12.
12, and that's considered old, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Man, what's that make us?
Old?
I thought you were going to say old shows, like Brady Bunch was making a comeback or something.
No.
Or,
no, this is... You know, no.
We're going to see Lenny and Squiggy again.
No, that's, you know, my... Those shows were old when we were growing up, but to our parents, they were like, they had the same reaction. Those shows are just 12 years old. Why are the kids calling them old?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I reject the term old as something that's only maybe a decade or so. Our infatuation with the brand new, the shiny is just, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It has to come out last year or just starting now. It's like, well, no, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
In fact, I prefer the shows where you can start and you really like it. One of the best parts about Suits for me, I started watching, and then when I go to the next episode, I come back to start it again, I look up and 8 seasons. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's actually covered in the article here.
It's like, so I can just sit and watch and watch and watch. Mm-hmm. And then I found out those are just the ones that are on Netflix right now. The 9th season's already out on whatever the original platform is.
Oh, okay.
So there's even a 9th season to go see.
Right on. Well, let's talk about that after the break.
That's fun.
I'm calling it a new show.
Okay. All right, back after this. Break it, Scott with Ziggy, back with you on Radioslot.com, talking about shows that are considered old.
Yeah, what's the standard for old? Like, how many seasons does it have, and then you get to call it old?
I don't know. You know, if we're talking, like you said, Suits is only 12 years old. It's too, you know, that's not old enough. I remember when that was on, when that started, and I was watching White Collar at the same time. It was on the same channel. So I saw the promos and all that. So, no, you know, White Collar to me is not old. Old stuff, I mean, we got to go back to the 80s for what I would consider old.
Yeah.
You know,
well, maybe I think there's got to be a standard, so... If they're still putting out new seasons, like if Suits is in their 9th season, it's a new show.
I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in revolt and all these youngsters trying to
push us
find
over,
other
over
ways
the hill.
To call me old. You know, like here for example, during that little virus thing we had for a little while, remember 2 weeks to slow the spread?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
I
had needed something to watch, and somebody was like, "Oh, you got to watch Peaky Blinders."
Yeah,
I was like, all right. So I started watching the same thing. I'm sucked in. I'm just binging it all the time. There's nothing to do. Sitting on the couch. Loved it. 6 seasons. Okay. But now it's over. So it only had 6 seasons, and it's only, I don't know, 7-8 years old. Is that considered old? Just because it's not, didn't come out in the last year or two?
No, I don't think.
I think it still should be young.
Yeah. I mean, it's still...
It's good stuff, but it's not for the weak of heart.
Right.
You know.
It's a British show, right?
It's old-time British when there were gangsters. Still trying to figure out who was really going to run the political parties, and you had gangsters in different towns and organized crime. It's all organized crime.
Okay.
And Cillian, the lead guy, he's brilliant. That's why he got Oppenheimer, guaranteed. So.
Okay.
So is James Bond old then?
Because
they got a new episodes coming out. So,
depends on the James.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to talk about the Connery movies, those are older movies.
Yeah, you can still watch them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, a movie made in 1962, I'm not going to call that new. It wasn't new in 1982.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the article continues, in a year where major Hollywood strikes by actors and writers halted the production of new content, viewers may have been inspired to revisit old favorites while waiting for new shows to come back. Many of these old shows have a persistent nostalgia factor, calling it an endless buffet of TV comfort food. But is that... And that may be a valid reason as to why everybody's looking at stuff because there's nothing new. I think there's a different reason. I don't know if maybe you all have noticed something in current broadcast events or movies.
But, entertainment.
You know, they just make them in a certain way nowadays that aren't as palatable as they used to be.
Yeah.
For most of the audience.
Yeah, well, there's nothing new. Right, that's the thing, is like all the stuff that's new that's coming out, it seems like it's just a rehashed version of some other.
It's a rehashed version. There's gender swapping, there's DEI, there's The Message, there's all kinds of garbage.
Oh, you're going political with it.
There's all kinds of garbage they're trying to force into
it. I just want a good story and a plot. I want a villain. Exactly. I want a hero.
Exactly. And the old stuff is where you find that now. You're not going to find it in the Marvels or,
oh my God,
what's that other disaster? Madam Web, that just...
Never heard of it.
Of course not.
Of course not. There's a reason for that.
Now, we talked during the break about what older shows do we like. Now, so I mean, I'm a big fan of what's on the catchy comedy channel now. I mean, like Bob Newhart, Odd Couple.
You're going way back.
Yeah, they did a marathon of the Lucy show. Not I Love Lucy. It was one of her other series over the weekend. I used to love Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, you know, that show from the 70s, but then watching it, when I was a kid, I liked it. Watching it as an adult, it's all dad jokes now. It's just, you know.
Happy Days?
Happy Days I like.
Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, gosh, yes.
I mean, just the good old boys, right?
Yeah.
Never Mean No Harm?
That's right. Yeah, I remember my mother and father used to go out Friday nights, and we had the babysitter, and she would... We would watch Dukes of Hazzard, and then Mom and Dad would get home, and Dad always said the same thing: "Are they crashing cars again?" Because it was always he always happened to come in when they're having a car chase.
Yeah, well, that's exciting, right?
Ooh. Yeah,
I mean the Bourne movie, the very first Bourne movie, they had amazing car chase.
Yeah, they had some good chases
with the Mini Cooper, and he meets the girl, and they're going through some town. I think it was France.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's a good car chase,
sure.
Right, they had a cool car sequence in The Matrix. I think it was the second movie.
Yeah,
on the freeway.
Yes, a buddy of mine was actually
semi trucks and all that.
Yeah, buddy of mine. Awesome. Yeah, buddy of mine was actually one of the drivers for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he live?
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
No, they all crashed and died. Right?
No, he was still alive.
Wait, it's not real?
No, it was a movie.
I think we should have our listeners email us and let us know what are the new shows they like or the old shows they like.
Okay.
And if they can give us a standard for what's considered new and what qualifies as old, that'd be even better.
That sounds great. So Drake and Scott with 3 T's at gmail.com.
There you go. All right.
So we'll answer the question, though. What older shows do you watch? I told you what I watch. Ziggy, what do you watch?
I'm stuck in space. I'm a Trekkie.
Oh, okay. Well, nothing wrong with that.
I did go back and start watching the original Star Trek, Captain Kirk and Leonard Nimoy. Mm-hmm. And all of that. Of course, I started watching that because somebody put me on to this documentary about Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, there's a...
For the Love of Spock.
Yeah, there's another one about William Shatner coming out
soon. Yeah, and then I was like, well, now I got to go watch the old ones again. they're just as good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I appreciate them more now because at the time I was watching them as a kid.
Right.
And missed half the stuff.
You missed all the subtlety and everything. I was just
waiting for the monsters to come.
And the space battles. And
fighting. And, right. Phasers.
That's
Remember
right.
phasers?
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Dude, there's a word we never use anymore.
No. I was at Half Price Books in Dublin the other day, and behind the counter they had a box of Star Trek phasers that...
Oh, nice.
It was like a laser tag kit.
Yeah.
And it was $80, and I'm like... Oh my God! I never had toy phasers when I was a kid, but my wife was like, no. And then I look them up on eBay. You can buy all kinds of phasers.
Nice. Oh yeah. No. So, Trekkies have the widest market of anything, probably.
Hey, Ziggy, I got a meme for you here.
Uh-oh. I love a bunch of
Star
the
Trek meme
old stuff, like the Indianapolis movie or Indiana Jones movies. Come on, we can't share that on the air.
Yes, we can. No, it's only real Trekkies understand this.
I guess I don't get it.
No,
I didn't read it. I couldn't read it. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the picture.
Okay. It's a picture of a woman pulling up her sleeve to reveal the back of her shoulder. And it says, "Loving my new Klingon bird of prey tattoo." And there's nothing there. It's bare skin. It's,
okay, got it.
Because the bird of prey had a cloaking device.
Yeah. They were the Romulans, right?
Klingons. I said Klingon.
Okay. I was just checking you. Just testing you, yeah. Yeah, I love a bunch of that old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Old movies. Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, I love the old Rocky movies were fun.
Yeah. Yeah, those were good. Got a little tired after Rocky III, but...
Yeah, would and three might be the best. I mean, because Mr. T, Clubber Lang, a pity the fool. I love that. It was so much fun.
Or maybe I'm thinking it was after Rocky IV. What was the one where he fought the Russian? Was that Rocky IV?
Yeah, that would have been four.
Okay,
yeah.
So after four, it kind of went downhill.
Yeah, the four wasn't so good for me.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
I must break you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been some great stuff out there. I think Ted Lasso might be the best thing I've seen.
It's that is one of the top shows in the article, yeah, that are currently.
Yeah, but it doesn't have current seasons coming out anymore. They stopped after three. So is it an old show or is it a new show?
I would call that an old show.
But it only came out like 4 years ago.
Yeah, but they stopped making it.
You're prejudiced against old people.
I guess.
Oh, I'm sensing a theme. Old ladies, old shows. Right?
You know, I only yell at old ladies. You keep
getting rid of your old cats and getting yourself new ones.
Well, no, the old cats die. Them in. That's not what happened.
Sure. Yeah. How old's your car?
My car is almost 10. It's
on the way out.
Yeah, it's a 2016. And,
oh, it's ancient, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should just park it.
I probably
turn
should.
It into scrap metal.
I've been thinking of getting rid of it, yeah. I got two more years to pay on it, and I don't know if I'm going to keep it, but...
I don't think I have a single car that's under 10 years old.
Mm.
Man, I must really... Oh. I'm into old stuff. You're into new. I'm into old.
Well, I'm looking at older cars to replace it with. I mean, I might get a town car.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. A nice big four-door boat. And, or a Buick with a 3800. This is all boring to anybody listening, but yeah, there's a...
Buick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the obnoxious sports car is a little hard to live with sometimes.
Yeah.
Too much pressure, huh?
Wouldn't you like to have something comfortable and quiet?
Yeah, send us your new shows.
Drake and Scott at... Oh, no, Drake and Scott with three T's at gmail.com, and we'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy back with you on Radioslot.com. We're going to talk about the IRS now. I see.
Fell asleep, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
My favorite uncle.
Was that supposed to happen?
That was weird.
Right?
I was supposed to...
Did I say something wrong?
You know
what? Oh, no, you know what?
The IRS heard that we were talking about him, and they immediately shut down your computer.
Yeah. No, it's buffering. So, that's an internet thing. The internet today is kind of funky.
It's getting funky.
Can't. It wants
to. There's a whole discussion about old and new with music, too, right?
Yeah.
See, a lot of the new stuff is just, ugh.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, it is. That's
and right. Then they're remaking old songs all the time.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I love when my kids come to me and say, hey, you got to check out this new song. It's awesome. And it's like, well, no, I like the first time when Hall & Oates did it, you know, or first time when Billy Joel did it or whoever. Like, that's not new. What? You're kidding me. they had stuff like this way back then. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's happened before, too. Back in the 80s, the Bengals did Hazy Shade of Winter, which I thought was a great song. I mean, still is. Their version still is. But it was a long time before I found out that that was actually a Simon and Garfunkel tune.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. No, there's all kinds of stuff now, and it's not new. It's just remade, warmed over.
Sure.
I heard a novel idea going back to the TV shows, but they were saying, instead of remaking all these movies that have been done before,
right,
why don't we remake bad movies that had a good plot but were poorly executed?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
get a few of, a little different
Ben Affleck's movies with J-Lo and redo them.
What was
Yeah, there was the one that was...
What was that one?
It was so infamous that everybody said it was so bad. I'd never watched it.
I can't even remember the name.
Although I have some major love for Ben Affleck. Do you know why?
No.
We talked about it in the pre-production meeting.
Oh, the Dunkin' Donuts
Super Bowl commercial this year that he did with Matt Damon and Tom Brady and Jay. That commercial for Dunkin' Donuts was awesome.
It was very funny.
I'm ready to go buy some donuts right now. They're just to support them.
They're not that good. Yeah. I got when I did a writing conference in Vegas.
I'm supporting the art.
It's just the art. But Dunkin' Donuts is not.
They've gone
that
far down.
Great. I mean,
you're just triggered by donuts because that guy flashed you some glazed ones on his phone.
this happened a couple of years ago. I was at a publishing conference in Vegas, and in the hotel they had a Dunkin' Donuts. And I thought, well, I can't wait to try this out because we don't have one near here. I hear they're great. I stand in the line. I get a couple and take them back to the room. And it's like, okay, these are just – they're not – they're good donuts. They're just not great donuts. And I had heard that they were great donuts. And it's like...
Yeah, it's maybe a step up from Krusty Kreme.
I had not heard them referred to that before. Referred that way before. But, yeah, okay.
There used to be a Dunkin' Donuts in Half Moon Bay.
Okay.
And it was really cool. We had a little inside joke, like you get a coffee from there. And by the time you get back in the town here, it was still piping hot. You know, we called it Dunkin' Hot. Oh. You know, but then, like, over time, it was like, it just started, it wasn't as hot.
Hmm.
And now it's closed and gone.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, right? Well, it was old.
Yeah.
Okay. It was old. They didn't have anything coming out new, so that's it.
It was over the hill.
Well, let's go to the Dallas Express for our next bit of outrage here. Just as millions of Americans are facing tax season, an apparent IRS agent was caught on video admitting that the agency deliberately targets, quote, the small people. According to a post on X by investigative journalist James O'Keefe, Agent Alex Mina, a member of criminal investigations for the IRS, says his agents are, quote, a-holes, all of them. When asked by an O'Keefe Media citizen journalist about the IRS's use of artificial intelligence, Mina responded that the agency uses the technology to investigate people by accessing bank information. Quote, they can see the amount your bank account, they can see the amount in your bank account, yes. The reporter then asked whether the action was constitutionally permitted, to which Mina responded with a laugh, I doubt it. Now, I saw that part of the video. I didn't see anymore, but Mina added that the AI is not directly in control of the IRS, but is rather operated by the Department of Justice and the Inspector General. In 6 months, they were able to capture $500 million. IRS agents have no problem going after the small people, you know, putting people in prison. They have no problem doing that. They have no empathy. They're like robots.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are we saying that the government is engaged in overreach?
Probably.
Wow, this is breaking news on the Drake and Scott show.
Yeah, they'll go after the small people, but they let the big guys go. It's like somebody on Twitter the other day was like, how can you be against immigrants who pay taxes but then love billionaires? And I'm like, well, why can't I hate both of them? I hate the big people and the small people.
You need a hug.
I guess.
You're equal opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. So my only problem with this is it should be a bigger story, and everything James O'Keefe and his group do seem to make a big splash only on Twitter and on the right-wing forums. They don't seem to make much noise anywhere else.
Yeah, it's crazy that they're in our bank accounts now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're in our phones. They're in our bank accounts. They're probably watching us right now.
Time to start stuffing the mattress, honey.
How could you keep your privacy?
You can't anymore.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I got real problems.
Yeah.
With government.
So. Are you going to let them out, or are we?
Let the problems out.
Yeah. Are you going to air out your grievances?
No, we were a country based on liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Pursuit of happiness and all that, and now it's just the government wants our money, and they want to regulate us and control us and penalize us, and oh my gosh, the amount of paperwork we have to do,
mm-hmm.
It's terrible. regulate me some more.
Yeah, I'm just scanning the article for anything more about if this story had any teeth anywhere else and if it's going in front of Congress or whatever, but no dice.
No dice.
They're going to start taking our wives next. Remember Braveheart?
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering.
Take this, take that. They start taking the wives.
Yeah, no, that's where I draw the line.
Mel Gibson was wrong. He said, they'll never take our freedom. Yeah,
no, I know.
No, like, what's free anymore?
Right.
What is freedom anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no freedom of speech anymore. No freedom of bank account.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my dad always said, there's no such thing as free.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Dad.
Okay.
Will this ever stop? It's just going to get worse, right?
It's just going to get, yeah, right. Oh yeah. No, I got to go back to my Facebook page for this one. It's not going to get better. There was a picture in the Metro UK. It's a picture of singer Sam Smith and his boyfriend. And the headline is, Sam Smith looks sensational in white miniskirt on walk with rumored boyfriend. And my commentary on this was, this BS is never going to end. And ditto for this other BS. And no, Sam Smith does not look good in a skirt.
Well, let me ask you this, because the article says that President Joe Biden has issued an executive order to have new standards for AI safety and security. Oh, believe that? Gosh.
No.
He can't even spell AI.
Well, as Kamala said, it has two letters in it, A and I. I got to find that quote if the internet will work. Hey, you know, let me type it. Kamala, help me. There it is. First option, Kamala Harris, AI. Let's see if we can get her to say it before the break. Oh, wait a minute. No, I need to.
Take you a while to sort through all of the quotes that she has that are.
No, I think I found it.
Crazy.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine...
That's enough.
Okay. It's only two letters, Scott.
I know, but I started to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
I think I just got a little dumber.
I was impressed. I this is the first time I noticed that she used the word articulate. That's a pretty good sized word for her.
Yeah. And she didn't laugh.
No, she did laugh.
Oh, okay.
She was laughing.
She was laughing. All right.
So.
All right. Well, all right.
We'll get something more exciting after the break.
Yeah, we might have to save this Indiana story for next week. But anyway, let's go to break, and then when we come back, we'll see what happens.
Let's do away with the IRS.
Sounds fine. I can get behind that.
At least on the show.
No, let's do it for real.
Okay.
But
another tea party.
I never tell you I'm part Irish. Okay, never mind. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment, our post-game wrap-up. Scott, what is the...
Are we at the end already?
We are, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Too fast.
The post-game report today is brought to you by Old.
Old. Okay. Over the hill.
And New, which technically, in just a few moments, this show's going to be old. This episode's going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's old.
I guess, yeah.
Here's my point.
Okay. I'm trying to track with you. Yeah. But.
How about we stop with the old and the new? Let's just take both of those three letter words and toss them off to the side and let's start looking at content.
Okay.
If it's good content, it's good content. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter when it came out.
I agree.
For example, dad. Like when you're in a rough spot and you need help, who do you generally call? You call mom or you call dad. You mm-hmm. call somebody older with more experience, right?
Sure.
Why? Not because they're old. And you don't call anybody new, like your buddies. You never have a problem and call your buddies and say, hey, what should I do? Because they don't know nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, they don't know any more than I do.
You call people with experience because of content.
Mm-hmm.
So post-game report really actually brought to you by content.
Okay.
Where do you find good content? And that's the current challenge in culture, is that content has been compromised in so many different venues and delivery mechanisms that you can't, not, almost none of it can be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's the challenge. How do you gauge your content? What do you call good content? What do you call bad content?
I don't
know. No one should give you the answer to that.
Oh, okay.
And we shouldn't give the answer to that either, because this would be a good exercise for people to figure out what is good content, what is bad content, based on your own standard. And I would bet you most people have a hard time answering that question. This might be the first time we gave out homework on the show.
Okay.
Figure out what is your standard for content.
Mm-hmm. And turn in your papers to Scott with three T's at gmail.com.
Email us your answer. I'm dead curious. I want to hear from some old and some new. I mean, wait, we threw those names out.
Right.
I want to hear from some people. What is your standard of content?
Well, you know, according to our show stats, we have
some stuff from folks.
Yeah, well, I was going to say we have
things.
Our youngest listeners are like 17, 18-ish, and our oldest are like 45 to 56. So we can get a, you know.
We got some older listeners than that. I know.
Like who?
Personally. I can't. It's like HIPAA rules. I can't give it out. Privileged information. And I'm protecting their privacy, unlike the IRS.
I see.
Yeah.
So there you go. Content brought to you by Drake and Scott with Ziggy.
You know, we have 48% of our audience is female, 38% is male, 14% is non-binary.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
And I can't imagine why they're listening when some of the crap that comes out of my mouth, you know.
Oh, I want emails from them.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. They got content that's different than mine. I want to hear it. Let's go.
Yeah, 14%, 0 to 17, almost 4%, 18 to 22, but 57%, 45, 59, so...
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so we got some 59ers. I bet you there's people older than that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah. By the way, it's good to have you back, Ziggy.
It's good to be back.
I haven't seen you in a country mile. I know. You were gone last week. I was gone the week before.
All right. Brian and I pushed through, and I got invited back, so it wasn't too bad.
There you go. Right on. Thanks for listening.
So you're just going to... wrap up the show without me here?
I know. I'm waiting for some new content.
Well, I don't know if I don't even know if I have any. But yeah, it was good to have all three of us back here again. Hopefully we can do it again next week.
Until then, find good content.
But there's a lot of places to look for it, though. A lot of places.
As soon as you recognize it as bad content, content, walk away.
Sure.
Turn it off. Boom.
Right.
Done.
Just walk away.
Do we want to recommend any good content or just let everybody?
I did.
Well,
Suits, Peaky Blinders. There's some good shows.
Okay. I'm mostly thinking online stuff. I like The Quartering on YouTube. And
I got one. I got a source for good content.
Okay.
Your phone. Call Dad. Get some good content right there. Call Mom.
And a lot of questions about how you're living your life. I mean, do you know my parents?
Probably those questions need to be asked, Brian.
We'll see you next week.
Goodness.